This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Gabriel Calzada. He is the author of a Spanish Green Job Study that is getting a lot of discussion as a result of the current climate and energy debate here in this country. He's also the founder of the Instituto Juan de Mariana in Madrid. And Dr. Calzada, it's a great pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for the invitation.
Talk about the criteria you use to study and evaluate the success or lack of success of Spanish taxpayers being asked to lead in a new direction towards a green economy. Explain what you were studying.
We did two things. First, we studied the history of the support to renewable energies, so to see if this has been a sound history or something different. And our conclusion there is that what we have seen is something as similar as you can get from a bubble. What we do in the second part is to try to see how many funds, how many resources have been given by the state or has been committed to support these renewable energies, and see how many jobs have been creating. In order to see if this claim that the economy, that we will go out of the crisis thanks to the support to renewable energies and the green jobs that will be created.
And what did you discover?
And what we discovered is that those resources are around 30 billion euros and have created around 50,000 green jobs, which is about $740,000 per green job created, and that if we would have left these resources in the rest of the economy, where it comes from, the economy would have been creating 2.2 jobs for every job that has been created in the green economy. So, in fact, we are losing jobs or we are destroying jobs and not creating jobs.
So, in addition to fewer so-called green jobs being created, jobs in other sectors of the economy are being eliminated because the money that would have helped to sustain those is now gone, correct?
Exactly. And this is not taking into account, for example, the jobs that we are losing because of the higher energy prices and companies that are going away because of the higher prices that these schemes need.
How long has this been the focal point of the Spanish government, and is there any chance that over time the numbers will look more favorable to those in favor of a green jobs economy?
Well, this started in Spain in the 90s, at the end of the 90s, and it was really pushed in the beginning of this decade, in the year 2000. But in 1997, we had already the first laws supporting renewable energies with big public funds. So after all these years with this experiment, of course, you can always wish or pray that in the future will be different. We have to remember that in the past, this is what we were told. We were told in at the beginning of the 90s that we needed some years, maybe 5 to 10 years, to change the situation, to make them more economically viable. And right now, this is also what they are telling us, that in the future, in maybe 20 years, there will be a different story because this technology will be more efficient. However, this is something that nobody knows. And in any case, there is the stock market and venture capital that are the normal systems in order to test which risky technologies or risky products may be good products to support, even if they are risky.
Dr. Calzada, in terms of crystallizing this issue, you talked about the fact that this green jobs agenda is not working. Obviously, there's a major debate in America right now over whether or not to head in this direction. If a member of Congress or anyone else were to ask you why it doesn't work, how would you distill that into a brief answer?
The whole scheme doesn't work because, first, the technology you use to produce energy through renewables, so most of renewables technologies are very inefficient. You need a lot of money. You need to put a lot of money, a lot of public money, a lot of subsidies into these technologies in order to make them appear in the market or make them work. And then there is a very big problem is that, in fact, most of the jobs that you are creating are jobs in installation, not in maintenance, but in installation. So you immediately create a bubble because you can never stop subsidizing it. Because if you stop subsidizing it, or if you maintain the same level of subsidies, you lose all the majority of the jobs that are jobs in installation. So you have always to increase the amount of plants that are being installed, but this means higher subsidies because you have more megawatts producing this kind of energy that is subsidized, that have to be subsidized in order to continue producing energy.
Dr. Calzada, just a minute or two left in our conversation here, and not only has your report been disagreed with by some experts in the United States and elsewhere around the world, but it's almost been kind of a venomous reaction. Why do you think there's such a passionate disagreement with your conclusions?
I'm not sure about that. In Spain, I know that most of the reaction has been positive reaction from the economists, the economic community, and the academic community, and we have been having very critic reaction from the industry, from renewable industry. I don't know outside the Spain where the criticisms come from, but I think that one of the issues is that we have produced a study that is crystal clear, that everybody can look at it, and it's not a black box like an econometric study that nobody understands. Everybody can go there and understand, and most of the criticisms are not about the study itself, but about their criticisms against my team or against the university being involved in such a study.
Dr. Calzada, where can people learn more about this report? Do you have a website or some place they can find out more information?
Yes, the study is in several web pages. For example, at the Instituto Juan de Mariana web page, you can find it. Also at the Institute of Energy Research in the U.S., you can also find it.
Very good, sir. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Dr. Gabriel Calzada is the author of the Spanish Green Job Study. He is a founder and professor with the Instituto Juan de Mariana. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.